Yes, indeed, you're listening to the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. As we mentioned yesterday, we will be chatting now to Irfan Mangera. He's one of the Israeli Apartheid Week campaigners and organizers, coordinators. And he'll be talking to us about some of the activities during this week. We welcome him to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Irfan.
Wa alaikum assalam. Jazakallah for having me.
Jazakallah for taking out some time to join us. So maybe let's start off with Israeli Apartheid Week. Why is it so important to highlight the plight of Palestinians? And maybe tell us what activities you guys at campus were busy with.
Okay, so firstly, IAW is an international week. There's events happening throughout the world, in the various countries, various cities, towns. This year in South Africa, it's been a record for us because there's been over 100 events throughout the country in different towns, in different campuses, cities. And these events vary from your hikes to your, you know, talks to your discussions to more of a picket to rallies. And they all seek to raise awareness about the plight of the Palestinians. On campus at Wits, I'm part of the PSC, which is a Palestinian Solidarity Committee or campaign, and we've been having a lot of issues regarding IAW. What the SOJUS, which stands for the South African Union of Jewish Students, do, well, they're backed by the Zionist lobby, and they control a lot of the Wits management, basically. And they've been giving us a lot of hassle with regards to our events. They want to share every spot that we take. So they want to be present wherever we are so that they can combat or try to, you know, spin stories and create that propaganda, you know, in playing into the hands of Israel and it being a legitimate state. So far we've had a die-in, we've had a demonstration, we've had a cultural day. We have paintings. It's been quite a good year for us in the sense that we managed to get a wall, a physical wall that we put on campus, and we graffitied things on there. And what that did is it brought a lot of attention to what it is we're doing. And many students who don't know about the issue ask questions, and they, you know, we were there to educate and give them their understanding of what Palestine is and what the struggle of the Palestinians are.
Now, Irfan, I know this cause is close to your heart. You've been to Palestine yourself recently. Maybe tell us about how your going there, you know, changed your outlook or inspired your activism as you, you know, move forward.
So currently I am the chairperson of the PSA Youth League, which is the youth body of one of the Palestinian solidarity organizations here. Mm-hmm. And that started a while back, but going to Palestine itself just gave me a new perspective on life in Palestine. It gave me this newfound want for resistance, you know, to keep fighting, to keep building on the movement, because life there is much different from what you hear it is. Yes, we do hear the stories of how they are treated and the kind of apartheid that exists within Palestine. But going there and experiencing it for myself gave me a whole new picture. Making friends with Palestinians, keeping in touch with them till now, because that bond that we created was so strong, yes, that it's impossible for me just to forget. I've experienced IDF soldiers everywhere, you know, fully armored with heavy weaponry, checkpoints. It's insane that in today's times we still have an apartheid state, and we as an international community haven't done enough to help the Palestinian people, you know. And there's a lot of propaganda in the sense that Israel is the only democracy and they're the only democracy in that whole area. But aside from that, I come from a democracy now, and I know the history of apartheid with my family being involved in the struggle, and you learn from many activists, especially coming from Lanesia. And for me, it's that same will and determination to keep fighting, to keep the spirit of the Palestinian people alive, because they themselves haven't given up hope. And for us, I think it's really important for us to keep that struggle going, keep the movement going. Likewise, when they helped us in apartheid, it's upon us to help them in their time of need.
Yes, Irfan, as you mentioned earlier on that, you know, we as South Africans have come from that dark past of apartheid. And, you know, Israeli Apartheid Week happens globally, as you mentioned as well. Is it us as South Africans, do we have this pressure or this mantle to lead the way in terms of activism for Palestinians because of our background and our past?
I think definitely for us, we have the experience of how to combat apartheid, how to combat, you know, this colonialist state or this nationalist state that believes they have, you know, a right to this land. And that's why we call out Zionism. We call it out because it's a racist ideology. It means that the Jewish people belong to that land. And no one else gets to be there aside from them. It's their right. So the same with the Afrikaners who believe that they were in charge, they had the power. It's part of our history. We learn from how to tackle such a state. Although, yes, it does take time. Likewise with the past, it can't happen overnight. It has to keep building. And it's upon each and every one of us to take it upon ourselves in our everyday lives. To speak about it, educate others about it, so that more and more people can, you know, can raise that awareness, can build the pressure on Israel. So through BDS, the movement of boycott, divestment, and sanctions, we know that how effective that was in apartheid days when South Africa was boycotted through sport, culture, you know, economically, and that's where they felt the pressure. Likewise in Israel, they're feeling that pressure, and that's why they put so much money into combating BDS as a movement, because they are hurting real bad.
Now, Irfan, this weekend will obviously be the annual Tigers tournament at Powerlines Grounds, and we understand that you guys have an event that will be taking place at the grounds. We see that Deputy Minister in the South African Presidency, Buti Manyamela, will be joining as well. Can you tell us more about this?
Yes, so what the event aims to do is build on the Red Card Israel campaign. The campaign is against the illegal football teams within Palestine, Israel, within the West Bank, and according to FIFA, it's illegal, and they need to follow their constitution in not allowing them to play. So what the event seeks to do is build on that campaign, and we know that our own South African Tokyo Sekwale is heading that delegation from FIFA, and it's upon us to create that pressure as a sporting fraternity and as a community at large. So I call upon everyone to participate in the event. There's going to be two showcase matches. One would be a fully fledged parliamentary team, which is about 19 parliamentarians. And the other would be our old Gauteng legends, versus Gabadia, which is the deputy minister's team, Buti Manamela. Thereafter, we'll have a short ceremony with a few speeches and poetry. And we conclude with a balloon release. And this balloon release also is, the balloons are biodegradable, so we're not going to be damaging the environment. I think that's the basic part to the event. It's to raise that awareness. We will be signing petitions to the campaign itself, to the FIFA delegation. And it's going to be happening on Saturday, this coming Saturday at 2 p.m. At the Power Lines grounds in Lanesha.
Right, indeed. Yes, our youngsters will be playing as well as our team, so we will definitely be there to support you guys, inshallah, and we wish you all the best in the continuation of this Israeli Apartheid Week as it moves forward, and all the best for your event. Irfan, jazakallah for taking some time out to chat to us here on the Power Half Hour. Have a wonderful day going forward, brother.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having me.
No problem at all. That was Irfan Mangera of the Israeli Apartheid Week, one of the campaigners and organizers, and letting us know about the activities that they've been busy with this week, and of course, culminating with the event on Saturday at Powerlines Grounds, as he mentioned there. And it's important to create more awareness on the subject of the Palestinians and their plight. That's it from us on the Power Half Hour for today. We'll pick it up again, inshallah, next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.